Hello.
Hi, it's Stella. I'm returning your call from Family First Home Care. I got a missed call from you earlier this week. I tried returning it, but I didn't answer.
I think you had the wrong number. Who's Family First?
We're a home care agency. Any of your family members need home care? Because I got this call through the radio, like a radio call.
Oh, yeah. Well, my father-in-law needs somebody to watch him, and we were wondering if his wife can be applying for doing that.
Are they legally married?
Yeah.
So legally married, the state does not allow that, no.
Oh, they're not allowed.
But any other family member can sign up.
So how does it work, though?
That your father-in-law will need to get first approved on the waiver program. That's the program for home care agents, for home care. Once he gets approved for that and he gets a certain amount of hours per week, we sign up a caregiver to work for him and his insurance, and then we sign up the caregiver under the insurance, and then we pay the caregiver per hour, how much they work.
Yeah, but is it like a limit of income or who?
If it's what?
Is it somebody has to make certain income to be available? The program be available to? No.
It's nothing specific. Anyone can sign up. They just need to be legally in the state, in the U.S., need to have all documents. And then the father-in-law will need to be, does he have Medicaid?
Yes.
He has Medicaid. So if he has Medicaid, then he should get approved on the waiver program. Like if you think he needs it, they'll just come down and evaluate you. And then once they approve you for home care, then Medicaid will assess how many hours per week, and then we'll sign up the family member, any family member above 18, to work for him.
Mm. Okay, so...
Do you want our specialist to help you with it, like, to get him under the home care program?
No, not right now, but so how did it... So any family member can sign up?
Right.
Okay, so how do we sign up?
So once... If he gets approved for home care, we first wait if he gets approved for home care because we don't want to sign up before that. We'll have someone reach out. We'll just need to fill out applications, and then we'll need, like, IDs and some basic medicals, like a physical form, TB test, just making sure they're eligible to work.
Right, but how did he get up? Would you say the first thing to do is what? Get approved by who?
So for the home care, that's for the patient. For the aid... We'll just need to do a background check to see if, like, they don't have any criminal background. But we'll do it.
Right. But who has to approve that he's allowed to have? Who?
That's for the aid, the criminal background. But they don't need to have any special things, like any license or anything.
Okay. So, but the insurance has to approve it, right?
Approve what?
That who's going to pay for this service?
The insurance, right. So that's under Medicaid. Medicaid is paying it.
So it doesn't matter if the guy is a poor guy or a millionaire. They'll prove
everything.
No, they
don't care. No.
So anybody can have it. Somebody at their... Oh, okay.
A family member or friend, whichever they want. Yeah. The patient chooses who they want, and then the insurance pays them.
Hmm. And how many hours you got to work there? Like, how many hours you...
So it depends how many hours he approved for. He's getting approved. If they approve him for 7 hours a day, then we can have two aides as well sign up, like two different family members.
So how did he? How do you apply? He applied to Medicaid for that program. What do he has to do?
So we'll need to do assessments. I can give you the numbers of assessments. Like we'll need two assessments under. That's for the waiver program. They're called the IEB. And then if the two assessments are being passed, then Medicaid will do their own assessments to see how many hours.
So you say it's an assessment to do.
Yes. So what I will do is I'll give you a number to call in to schedule the first assessment. Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. Who's the assessment? That's free?
Yeah.
Okay, give me a phone number, please.
Sure. 1 second. Okay. It's 877-550-5500. 4227.
And this is like a private entity, or is it Medicare?
It's not Medicaid. I'm they're under the state. I'm really not sure if they're private or not, but that's what everyone uses.
So they, when they come to, they come to visit my father-in-law?
Yes, they come down. I think they can also do a video call. You can check with them.
Okay.
And if you would like, we can get some experts just help you get everything assessed, everything evaluated, everything scheduled. She knows, like, she'll be able to give you maybe sooner appointments, but
okay,
if you want that.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
No problem. Okay, I'll follow up with you to see what, if, like, you got a schedule or not, okay?
Yep. Thank you.
Okay, have a wonderful day.